when they say things like, well, you know, there were sinners at my chapel, what they're saying is I'm leaving Jesus because of Judas. They're no different than when Rod Dreher left Catholicism because of the abuse crisis. He's a Pharisee. Oh, you're saying you're leaving because there are sinners. So you're leaving Jesus because of Judas. It always comes back to that. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to talk today, not too long, about the real spiritual dangers and evils behind the so-called trad recovery movement. I've been thinking about this a lot. I do think this is important because you got to understand something. There's a huge movement against tradition in the church, obviously Pope Francis and so forth. And most people are misinformed or uninformed or malformed about tradition. I mean, listen, in the position that I'm in, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people. And we'll talk about the SSBX tradition, whatever. And we'll sit down and they have a whole set of presumptions about it. And they're all based on these kinds of things that you find in this trad recovery thing. You know, trads are legalists, trads are Pharisees, trads are scrupulous, trads are rigid, trads are disobedient, trads are Protestant, whatever. This trad recovery thing is small on its own, but it really is indicative of a larger movement in the church, which a lot of people who attend the conservative Catholic or the Novus Ordo Catholic churches, a lot of these people really do share these opinions. And this egregious, false, pharisaical, demonic movement, it is a demonic movement. I'll explain why it's demonic. This demonic movement of this trad recovery thing, there really is a potential that this thing is going to, this thing is going to take off. You know, it's kind of like when Pints with Aquinas did the John Salza thing. John Salza's arguments against the SSBX are false, mainly because his arguments are basically based on stuff from before 2009. So from a basic legal perspective, any opinions that he has about things that are based off of legal opinions from various persons within the church from before 2009 are based on the idea that the bishops were excommunicated. We don't have to defend the invalidity of those, which I do in my book and many people do, etc. But basically no arguments about the SSBX that stem from any legal decisions before 2009, technically speaking, ever hold water anymore. And that's the vast majority of his corpus of work. So his arguments are, they fall flat on their face just based on that fact alone. But most people don't know that. And Pints with Aquinas, you know, Matt Frad did a lot of harm to the lives of traditional Catholics with that farce of an interview thing that he did with Salza, which was scripted, by the way, you could tell. And I've seen a lot of harm happen to traditional Catholic people's families because of that stuff, because, you know, people don't have a lot of time. People, they don't have a ton of time to read lots of books and things like that. So they go to these podcasts, they go to these priests, they go to these bishops that they trust, they get their information, and they say to themselves, well, that's enough. And they don't want to hear it, right? They just don't. It's just how people work. You know, they get their information from their news source or whatever, and they just go, well, that's true. I'm not going to entertain anything different than that. So this trad recovery thing, kind of like the attack on the SSBX for Pius of Aquinas, it does have the potential to harm a lot of people, because what it's doing is it's playing on the ignorance of people. It's a very predatorial thing. And I mean that when I say predatorial, because we're going to look at something here in a second. But when you look into the trad recovery thing, if you go on the website, you go on the forums and things like that, what you find is that it really is full of modernism. It really is full of people who have been abused, not necessarily sexual stuff, but like they themselves have been. They have some sort of trauma because of some sort of experience they had within the traditional movement. And we're going to talk about why it's absurd to even use that as a reason to go on a crusade. But the point being is you got to have to understand that's the interpretive key. It's emotional, it's irrational, it's subjective. And when you're not dealing in facts and you're just dealing in feelings and you're dealing with people who don't have any basis or understanding of the actual reality of the traditional Catholic movement. That stuff is very powerful. This is how leftists work. This is how communists work. This is how propaganda works. And I don't mean propaganda in the good sense of like the faith, propaganda fide, you know, the old propagation of the faith office. But I mean in the sense of, you know, it's why the trans movement caught on, because people would say, look at all these stories of kids who were bullied because they said they were a girl when they're really a boy. And people go, oh, wow. Yeah. You know, these right wingers really are mean. We should be nicer to these kids. And then you have disastrous consequences years later, which all of the right wingers were saying are going to come. This is kind of what's happening with this. So we need to be careful about it. So to kind of prove my point here, here is a tweet. I don't know who this guy is. Steuben Thursday or something. I don't know who he is. I guess Steubenville or something. Anyway, he tweeted this. He said, so I don't care to hear y'all. So weird for me to say y'all. I don't care to hear y'all argue over the trad recovery thing. So I made a burner and I decided to look through it myself. The site has the same vibes as an ex-Mormon or ex-evangelical subreddit. I've never been on Reddit, so I don't know what that is either. People telling each other to leave their parishes over weird vibes they got for defending Pope Francis. People saying trads worship the TLM itself and not Jesus. People saying that it doesn't matter if ordinary form didn't account for tradition because God didn't care about 2,000 years of Jewish tradition when he sent Jesus. People talking about things they were brainwashed into believing. I even found the classic, it's not a cute. It's not a cute. Okay. But then again, there are a lot of similarities. I don't know what that means. One guy even said that some traditional Catholics are in full communion with the church despite their preference for traditional customs and practices. Obviously, the insinuation that there is a barrier to full communion somehow. Yeah, I've said this before. Even Pope Francis doesn't think that the Fraternity of St. Peter is in full communion. And I hate the term full communion because it's like gender. It's like a spectrum. It's like how much gender do you have? How much communion do you have? It's subjective. And down in his thread, he said, calling them Marxist and leftoids is counterproductive and simply untrue. Actually, I'm going to disagree. I think I like his tweet there, but I'm going to disagree with that. They actually do demonstrate the same characteristics of as leftists and Marxists. They do, because what they do is, it's just, again, Marxists play on your baseline animal instincts. They play on your lower passions to incite hatred and revenge. From a position of being holier than thou. And that's exactly the Marxist thing. It's like, we're the proletariat, those people who are the bourgeoisie, which is a false distinction anyway, but in their logic, those people are oppressing us and we need to be free of that. And essentially, we need to get rid of them, right? And that's what these people ultimately want. I mean, if you believe tradition is evil and it's not even really in communion with the church, then you believe it should go away. I mean, so this is kind of where I'm going to get to my point here. This whole trad recovery thing, it's a vengeful, holier-than-thou movement. I'm going to show another tweet here, because I did my video a couple days ago on this, and I guess on their website, someone posted this. I don't know. I don't follow these people on their site or anything very much, but here's my friend Anthony posted. So the recent attacks aimed towards the conference really somehow... and the conference really show how out of touch these internet personalities are. They're referring to me. I didn't know I was out of touch. I thought I was in touch. Anyway, insert rugby joke if you know the rules of rugby. Everything seems perfect for them and their group, so to them it's impossible for anyone to have had a bad experience. No, that's not true at all. Nothing's perfect, and it's not out of the realm of bad experience. I could tell you about people's bad experiences in tradition. I had a bad experience when we first went to tradition at a Latin Mass community. That's not indicative of the faith or the tradition. Based on Kennedy Hall's video at the 13 mark, it also seems he doesn't understand scruples, how scruples work, or how bad it can get. I actually didn't make any comment in my video saying I understood or didn't understand how scruples work. I was just saying what I had done in my video showed how crazy this trad recovery thing was. They all make these wild assumptions that we hate Catholic tradition and Latin Mass. Yes, they do. And as expected, started using the buzzword modernist. No, modernist is not a buzzword. It's a type of heretic, which is what these people are. Funny how they just sound like liberals calling people racist, etc. No, that's actually what's happening on the other end. They're saying that traditionalists are abusers. That was the whole point of my video. And somehow we're schismatics, blah, 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 blah. And they want to defend the groups that they only recently discovered a few years ago. There's the kicker. So these people who were in tradition, they had their own experiences and they were in it for a long time. And because of that, you don't have the right to talk about it. That is the exact same line of thinking as you don't know what it's like to be a black woman. You don't get to talk about race. You don't know what it's like to have a uterus. You don't get to talk about abortion. This is why I say they really are liberals. They really are leftists. It's the same irrational type of logic. Again, their experiences that were bad may be legitimate. Now, some of these people involved in this movement, especially those who went State of a Contest and then found some weird group and came back, that's really their own fault. They were the ones who decided to leave and go there and had a bad experience. That's not an indicative of tradition. That's indicative of somebody being psychologically unstable and finding a group of people who fed into that instability and then are upset about it and want to warn other people. It's a type of projection because they feel guilty about their own sins, especially if they made their families leave their parishes and go to these groups. Their kids leave the faith, etc. Now they want to blame all the trads for that. But this thing here shows what is at root for this trad recovery thing. What is at root of it is, I had a bad experience. I'm the expert. You don't know. So I'm going to go after the traditional Catholic movement. It's based in revenge. It's a revenge movement. And it reminds me, speaking of the elitism, it reminds me of what we find in the Bible. I'm going to read you a quick passage here from the Gospel of Luke. So here's a parable, or a citation from the Gospel of Luke. You know this, it's about the righteous, you know, the right self-righteous Pharisee or whatever. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down into his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You might be thinking to yourself, because the classic thing is, oh, isn't the Catholics, the Pharisees there? No. Here's why. These people in this trad recovery group, the ethos behind it is traditionalism is full of bad people. Traditionalism is full of heretics, schismatics. Traditionalism is full of people who are unworthy, essentially. Traditionalism is full of people who you need to avoid. Traditional theology is un-Catholic. Come over with me, and you don't have to be like them. That's what it is. It's not based on theology. It's not based on liturgy. It's not based on scripture. It's not based on reason. It's not based on good philosophy. It's based on, I was in a group of people. Those people are bad. Come over to the group where we're not like those people, and it's better. That's what it is. Now, all of the reasons that these people have may be legitimate in the sense that they were part of a traditional parish and the priests got really weird about, I don't know, private revelation or something. I've heard of that happening in some fraternity parishes. This isn't a slight on the fraternity, but I remember talking to someone and for a long time, their priest was going real heavy on end time prophecies and stuff in the sermons. And it was really depressing. That's not good. That's not indicative of the fraternity. That's not indicative of traditional Catholicism. That's indicative of a priest who got too far down the rabbit hole with private prophecies and talked about it from the pulpit when he probably shouldn't have. The traditional Catholic movement is full of wounded people. And that's kind of the funny part is it's the traditional Catholic movement is full of people who were abused spiritually, who were malformed in the Novus Ordo, who were cut off by their families because they found tradition and so on and so forth. That's the norm in tradition. Go to the average traditional Catholic parish and ask the average family Do you have an experience of your Novus Ordo Catholic family cutting you off when you went SSPX, for example? 8 out of 10 will have a story. Traditional Catholics are traditional Catholics are the redheaded stepchildren of the Catholic Church. They're abused by the Pope. They've been abused for decades by the Pope. They're abused by their bishops. They're treated as second-class citizens. Traditional Catholics are, they recognize the fact that they're sinners. That's why they're there. They want to save their faith. They want their children to grow up without living in Sodom and Gomorrah. They want to honor the history of their ancestors. Traditionalism as a group of people is, of course, not perfect. No group of human beings is. And that's what the one of the major falsities behind this trad recovery thing is. The idea is that, well, traditionalism is full of bad experiences, which isn't true. These few people, had bad experiences, and they're using that as indicative of an entire group of people, which is completely fallacious philosophically. It's irrational. They make the same arguments as people who leave Catholicism. You know, the average person who leaves Catholicism, they say, I'm leaving Catholicism because of the abuse crisis. Okay, what they're saying is, I'm leaving Jesus for Judas. That's not a valid reason. They say, I'm leaving Catholicism because, the nuns at my Catholic school when I was a kid were really mean. Well, that might not be true. You might have been a bad kid. But even if it was true, you met a sinner in the church, and therefore you're leaving the church. You may as well say, I'm not going to go to the gym because there are people there who are out of shape. It's like, that's why they're at the gym. Christ said, I came for the sick and not for the healthy. I came to call sinners. The sick need a physician. The traditional movement is filled with people who recognize they need a physician. Everyone can become a Pharisee. Doesn't matter if you're Novus Ordo, charismatic, Eastern Rite, traditional, whatever. Everyone can become a Pharisee. It's the sin of pride. The Pharisees are prideful. There are prideful people everywhere. And this trad recovery thing presents itself as, thank you, Lord, for not making me like them. Thank you, Lord, for not making me like those traditionalists. That's what it is. Now, I was talking to a priest about this, of this whole trad recovery thing. You could legitimately tell stories about bad things that have happened to people in traditional Catholic chapels and parishes. I know stories. Traditional Catholicism, it attracts people who are very strong-willed and very countercultural. You have to be. I mean, if you're going to be cut off from your family, if you're going to be cut off from your old parish community, and the Novus Ordo is so filled with charity that when you go to the SSBX, the people that are in the Novus Ordo are so charitable towards you that they never talk to you again. I can tell you 100 stories in my own life about that. If you're going to be the kind of person who's going to go traditional, you're making a radical decision to live against the culture of the world. And people hate that. So you deal with a lot of persecution. So when you're that kind of person, if you're strong-willed and stubborn can be a virtue, by the way, you know, saints are very stubborn in the face of persecution. You know, martyrs are very stubborn in the face of persecution. That's a good thing in those contexts. If you're strong-willed and you're stubborn, which most traditionalists necessarily must be in order to be a traditionalist, especially in this world where it's against the grain, if you're going to decide to swim upstream, you have to have some sort of strong resolve and constitution to you, which is going to make you uncompromising. Otherwise, you couldn't be a traditionalist. When you find that type of person, you're of course going to find some individuals who adopt some sort of Jansenist mentality. That's, of course you're going to find that. It's the devil's always going to take your strengths and turn them into faults, right? It's the same thing in the charismatic renewal. The charismatic renewal attracts people who are very emotional, who have a high level of expressive emotional intelligence. It attracts a lot of people who go to, like, who are into theater, the youth group type of person. And that can be a very positive thing. We need people with different types of temperaments. But one of the major dangers in the charismatic renewal is that you sacrifice orthodoxy for emotion. And of course that's going to happen. When you're in a movement of people who are extremely expressive and have high levels of sort of, like, if you go to the love languages, they like touch and they like intersocial connection and things like that. you're going to find a massive amount of sexual impropriety in people's fallen nature, because there's going to be this confused emotionalism, which is confused with spirituality. The charismatic renewal is filled with sexual impropriety. It's something people don't talk about enough. A lot of the Franciscan priests that are involved with it, a lot of the who's who in the charismatic renewal, it's filled with fornication and so forth. And I used to be around charismatic circles. I wasn't involved in any of that, but I remember seeing a lot of this stuff, and it's filled with compromise on doctrine and so forth. But the point is, that's going to be the way that people are going to fall, depending on their temperament. So yes, the traditional movement is going to be, there's going to be people in it who fall into a Jansenist mentality. Of course there will be. Of course there will be. Just like in the Novus Ordo, there's going to be people who fall into apostasy. I mean, how many Catholics left the church from the Novus Ordo? 80% of them? Practically speaking, meaning they don't go to Mass anymore? It's 85%? Anyway, so you could make legitimate critiques about the... You could make critiques about the traditional movement from a place of love. You could say, traditional Catholicism is beautiful. I find these faults within traditional Catholicism based on the type of person who is countercultural, strong-willed, and stubborn, who goes to traditional Catholicism, and these things I think are concerning to me. You could totally do that, and that's kind of what I'm doing right now. That would be a legitimate critique, because you can't really critique something unless you love it. But these people don't love tradition. They don't love tradition. They hate tradition. They do. They can say they don't, but they do. The very idea that they're involved with something called trad recovery, the insinuation there is you have to recover from being traditional, as if it's a disease. I mean, we've talked about this. They clearly don't love tradition. They hate it. And they hate trads. And they are like the Pharisees saying, thank you, Lord, for not making me like the publican. They believe that if you leave tradition and come to their place, you're going to find recovery. But that's a lie too. This is the same as people who leave the Catholic Church. Their arguments against tradition are the same arguments that apostates make. And many of these people will end up leaving the Catholic Church. See, for many of these people, they were in tradition, they had a bad experience. And also, we should say, bad experiences can be of your own making, by the way. You can have a bad experience with a traditional priest because, for example, you want to shack up with your boyfriend. You want to shack up with your girlfriend. And the traditional priest says, I'm not going to absolve you of your sins until you move out. That's what he's supposed to say. I won't absolve you of your fornication until you move out or make an attempt to move out, because you're not leaving the near occasion of sin, so your confession won't be valid. That's how moral theology works with confession. And in fact, historically, it's been understood that priests who... absolve people when they should not and don't counsel them properly, they can incur the guilt of mortal sin for that action as well. So people can make their own bad experiences in tradition because of their own pride. You know, this priest was mean to me. Was he mean to you, or were you attached to your sin and you don't like the fact that he told you to not shack up with your girlfriend? And you see this time and time again, and I guarantee you, if you were to take a deep dive into the lives of these people in this trad recovery group, you will find a huge amount of worldliness. You know, it'll be, oh, these trads were such Puritans. You mean women didn't wear pants? Pants are a feminist invention, by the way, for women. That's actually a historical fact. They didn't wear pants, and they'll say, oh, the trads, they didn't like NFP. Actually, no, at least in the Society of St. Pius X, there's no problem with natural family planning as far as it's a thing that people can do. But it's just historically, the most recent teaching really on it is probably from Pius XII in any authoritative sense. It's about regulation and spacing of births, not about not having children when you don't want to for reasons that aren't grave. So some people will say, NFP is a contraceptive mentality. I actually disagree with that. I think NFP can be used sinfully, but I don't think you can call it contraceptive because it isn't contraception, and you do have to demonstrate a lot of self-control even if you're using it wrongly. So I don't think contraception is the right critique. The critique is, you know, the husband and the wife want to make a lot more money, and so they decide they don't want to have kids for 5 years. They're going to use NFP. The problem there is you can't serve two masters. You can't serve mana and you can't serve God. You can't serve money and you can't serve God. So that's going to have its own spiritual problems. They didn't contracept, but they used something wrongly for their own personal gain. I guarantee you, when you look through these stories and you were to ask these people about their experiences, not in all of them, but I bet you in many of them, you're going to find that they themselves were attached to their sin. They themselves were attached to their worldly comforts. They themselves were prideful about what they believed about theology, and they didn't like what was told to them. They didn't like it when the traditional priest said there's no salvation outside the church, which is true. They didn't like that because they wanted to marry the evangelical girl or whatever. The reasons that these people have this trad recovery site are the exact same reasons why people leave the Catholic Church. Their reasoning is the exact same, and many of these people will end up leaving the church altogether. You can tell that for sure by the way they talk about the faith on the forums. Their movement is based in a pharisaical revenge and an irrational response to traumas, which may be legitimate or may be of their own making, because you can experience traumas that are of your own making. The trauma is real, but it's your fault. You know, someone who gets a divorce because they're cheated on their wife, the divorce is traumatic, but the divorce is their fault. That's, you know, these things can work both ways. Many of these people are going to have stories that are the exact same with this. And ultimately, when they say things like, well, you know, there were sinners at my chapel, what they're saying is I'm leaving Jesus because of Judas. They're no different than when Rod Dreher left Catholicism because of the abuse crisis. He's a Pharisee. Oh, you're saying you're leaving because there are sinners. So you're leaving Jesus because of Judas. It always comes back to that. And this trad recovery movement is no different. As always, let me know what you think in the comments. This has been the Kennedy Report. Until next time, God bless.